It is 8:07. Community Conversations this morning brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center with a Pause Pet of the Week, brought to you as always by L&J Industries. And with us this morning from the Pause Humane Society is JC. Good morning.
Good morning.
You always bring in the cool cats, if you will. You have a kitten that has a Halloween-themed name, and he is absolutely adorable. Go ahead and talk about who you brought.
He is so cute. So this morning I brought Boo with me. He came in around Halloween, obviously. He's pretty much all black, but he does have a little bit of white spots on his back toes. And then kind of a little bit of a white patch on his chest, and then like little white fur pieces in his ears. So he's super cute. Now he's found the plants. He's not afraid of them anymore.
It's always about this time that the cats find the plants and then they just devour them.
Oh my gosh. So he's about 3-ish months old. He came in end of October. We estimated he was born around in August sometime. So he's about 3-ish months old. Doing all right. He actually came in with a respiratory infection, so we've been treating him for that. And then if you notice, one of his eyes is a little cloudy. He actually came in with a scratched cornea, so the surface of his eye was scratched.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's doing better, but we're hoping that he's been on medications with that too, so we're hoping that he'll that will all clear up too. So it obviously doesn't affect him at all, the moving and stuff. So definitely an adventurous little kitty and doing really good.
Excellent. So you'll have a chance to go meet Boo and the rest of the animals coming up this weekend at Paws. Talk about your adoption hours.
So this weekend, we actually don't have anybody to work both Saturday or Sunday. Just been kind of busy this week and weekend I think with Thanksgiving coming up, people are getting together sooner and that kind of thing. So we may not be open. Just keep an eye on our Facebook page. We would love to be open at least one of those days. So hopefully we can be, but just depends on our volunteers' availability. but you're always more than welcome to make an appointment and come see us during the week. You can call or text our cell phone number, which is 641-228-0262. And Julie and I try to meet people during the week to accommodate everybody's schedules. So definitely get a hold of us if you're not available over the weekend or anything like that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you both fell off. All right. Now, speaking of cats, I noticed yesterday you're getting a lot more cats in. Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy with the number of cats that we've had come in the last few weeks. We've also unfortunately had just quite a few sick cats. I don't know what's going on, but just cats with respiratory issues, some intestinal parasites, that kind of thing. So we've had to spend a lot more money lately on vet care, which starts adding up with these different issues and going on. And then vet care's going up. Oh my gosh, look at him. And then the amount of cat litter we're using, like, it's amazing how much cat litter we go through. So any donations would be greatly appreciated to paper towels. I know we were getting low on newspapers. We use the newspaper to line the cages in our kennels. And so any donations, greatly appreciated. With more animals, we have more laundry, so laundry soap. We could use some dog treats. I know somebody donated pig ears the last week or so, and those are really fun for the dogs, the pig ears, and they're easy to digest. So those are nice because they aren't just a quick little treat. The dogs can kind of take some time and chew them up and everything. So
it's like make them work for it.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll work for their treats. That's right. Well, this week is actually a big week when it comes to shelters. It's national, and you'll have to help me out with this, National Pet Shelter Appreciation Week?
Close. It's National Shelter and Rescue Appreciation Week.
Yes.
So, yep. Paws isn't necessarily a rescue. There is a difference between an animal shelter and a rescue. But it's kind of neat. I didn't even realize that it was a thing that you celebrated that. So if you're following us on Facebook, we've been one of our board members is doing a really great job showcasing our volunteers. It's been a lot of fun. even I'm getting to know our volunteers a little bit better, just how I forget how long a lot of them have volunteered with us, as well as it's always fun to see their favorite part of volunteering. So just a really good time. I think we've done some reduced adoption fees on some of our animals too. So just any way that you'd like to help during the National Rescue and Shelter Appreciation Week would be great.
All right. Awesome. Awesome work. Check out the PAWS Facebook page for that. Let's go ahead and talk about the next big event. Oh, you went down. Okay. I held you enough. Let's talk about the next big event, the Santa PAWS event, with Christmas just over a month away.
I know. It's so crazy. So Santa PAWS is December 2nd, and it's out at Otto's Oasis here in town. They usually have their poinsettia set up, and it's just a beautiful background to get pictures with Santa. It's four animals, but people bring their kids, and like they take their family pictures there. It's a lot of fun.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You can bring – people have brought their cats. We've had – I think we've had ferrets one year. I know we've had a rabbit. We've had – probably like a bearded dragon. I mean, I'm sure, and guinea pigs. So it's not just limited to cats or dogs. You can bring any animal. If you'd bring an animal other than a dog, I would suggest having it in a carrier, just because it's a lot less stressful for the animal and a little easier for us as well with having the other animals out loose. So definitely check that out. Otto's Oasis. It's from 10 to noon on December 2nd. And yeah, we'd love to have you. It's always a really fun event. It's a free will donation. It doesn't cost anything. And then Angie Reams does the photography, Shots by Ange, on Facebook. It's always a fun time. It's usually I'm in the background playing squeaky noises on my phone to get the animals' attention and just moving around, and Angie's just taking as many pictures as she can. So even if you don't come for the animal picture with Santa, you can come watch the entertainment.
You must be exhausted when that's over. That's like a full-time job trying to get an animal to pay attention. So that's coming up once again, December 2nd at Otto's Oasis. What times again?
10 to noon on December 2nd.
All right. Perfect. And the last thing I have, of course, is the contact information ways for our listeners to reach out to PAWS.
Oh, now he's found that little rooster turkey thing. Oh, my gosh. He's cute.
Oh, he's playing with our turkey.
Yeah. I got a little video. So the best way to reach out to PAWS, you can reach us by our cell phone, which is 641-228-0262. Email is pawscharlescity@gmail.com. And then if you go to our website, pawscharlescity.com, you can fill out like a little questionnaire and get a hold of us, and as well as send us a message on Facebook. Just keep in mind, we are all volunteers, and we do have jobs outside of PAWS, so just be patient if it takes a little bit to get back to you. And if you haven't heard back in 2 or 3 days, you can always send another message. It's not going to be annoying or anything. Just sometimes we have too much going on at the shelter with the animals that sometimes we put, we have to prioritize our time, and the animal care comes first, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, JC, for bringing Boo in and talking. He's like God after everything.
Yeah,
right
here
now.
Comes the kitten part. He, I said he was calm, and he's definitely not anymore.
Well, he was going after our fake mouse. I think he's kind of misunderstood what this mouse actually is. Okay, yeah, he's going after everything. So we'll go ahead and get you back to the show. Nonetheless, go adopt Boo, or at least go check him out. Details online about any of the PAWS animals, PAWS at Charles City. Yeah, that's my pen. PAWSCharlesCity.com. Thank you very much, JC, for joining us.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. It's 8:16, and we're going to be talking Charles City VFW coming up.